Now on RSN Central, welcome to Gate Speed, thanks to the Victoria Harness Racing Club, the heart of harness racing. Joining Gareth Hall, Dan Malicki and Rob Orber.
Time for Gate Speed, time to talk some harness racing on this Monday afternoon. It's 12:02 with two great men, Dan Malicki and Robbie Orber. Plenty to discuss today for Gate Speed. The Australian Trotting Championship, Majestuoso was something else, stepping beautifully and then leading all of the way after getting keen in the middle stages. It was a devastating performance there for Andy and Kate Gath, and they win another big trotting feature in this state. WA, Robbie Orber, can't wait for this. Yeah, perfect major defeated Chicago Bull, and what a disgraceful race. It was boring as. I've got egg on my face. And we'll also have a chat about Colt 31, who made us quite the statement there at Albion Park to breeze and win there on Saturday night, defeating Turn It Up. It was the $1.70 favourite. So all of a sudden, he is Queensland's number one seed for their greatest race in a couple of weeks' time. The Blacks are fake, but let's welcome in the team. I'll go to Dan Malicki first. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Yeah, hi, Gareth. Good afternoon.
And I'm waiting for it, Robbie. Congratulations. You were right. I was wrong. Well done. Hello to you, mate.
I've got a big smile on my face. I was waiting to start the day off and say, what a perfect major day it is. And, you know, you ridiculed me. You made fun of me publicly on Thursday.
Correct.
Said, Rob, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that you've started the show off. Look, and it probably will never happen again. Make no mistake, Chicago Bull is an absolute superstar. I just felt that he had a few tough runs week in and week out. And the other horse had been going okay, Barrier 1. If he was ever going to beat Chicago Bull, he got his birthday Friday night.
So. And do you know what, Rob? That's why I need to learn from you, because I was a little bit headstrong there the other day and made a fool of myself, and I didn't really read that race as well as you did. And I honestly thought that Morgan Woodley would come out of the gate and try and cross Morgan Chris Folk at the start there with Argyle Red, who had been coming off the arm in recent times, but once he didn't, it was all over. He got away with the lead time. I think it was something ridiculous. 48 seconds, I think it was. 38 seconds, which was about 2 or 3 seconds slower than most of the other races there over the 2,100 metre trip. And Junior, he went after Perfect Major with a lap to go, but Chris Folk, geez, he's hard to beat when he can dictate like that. And what it does do, and you make a point, it probably won't happen again, but it does get people interested a little bit now in the Pacing Cup, thinking, well, he's not completely over the line, Chicago Bull.
Oh, look, Perfect Major has been an emerging horse. Credit to Ross Oliveri on the job he's done, and not often we see horses leave the Emma Stewart stable that continue to perform at the highest level at that, you know, the way Perfect Major has. And Ross has been pretty upbeat about him all the way through, to be honest. And look, you know, as I said, look, he got his birthday the other day. I don't think he can probably beat Chicago Bull on a one-on-one sort of situation. But look, the other night, there was more pluses for Perfect Major than minuses, and he got the result. It was a narrow result, but he won.
Yeah, the Pacing Cup, the barrier draw will be tomorrow. Chicago Bull, at the moment, with the all-in market, he was $1.40 last time I had a look. Now, that might change after what we saw there on Friday night. And now that market, here we go. We've got Chicago Bull still at $1.40. Lochinvar Art still in the market. Now, he won't be going around. Mighty Conqueror, he's at $6. Perfect Major at $8. Galactic Star at $11. I found one for you lads to back at a price. More the place. You ready?
Yep.
Vault and Tin, $26 and $5. His run the other day in the Fremantle Pacing Cup was big. He's probably close to his right price now, but if he draws, say, the lead, he won't hand up to Chicago Bull, and he would give Chicago Bull, the way he went the other day, something to think about anyway. So looking forward to that draw for the race's sake. I hope Too Fast, Too Serious gains a start. He was pretty good behind Perfect Major and Chicago Bull on Friday night, but for the race's sake there, Dan, I hope Chicago Bull draws outside that second row.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, after Shockwave was put to the paddock after bleeding in that Fremantle Cup, you were worried about perhaps the depth or the quality of opposition for Chicago Bull, but Well, it's good to see Perfect Major put up his hand, and you know, for the other rival trainers to see that Chicago Bull is, you know, the old saying that Lee Matthews had once said, if it bleeds, you can kill it. And just that narrow defeat there probably gives a lot of other rival trainers some optimism going forward.
Andy Gath can train a trotter. There's no doubt about that. Robbie Auber and Majestuoso. I was watching Trot's Vision there on Saturday night, and this is why you need to watch Trot Vision and listen to you guys. But you, I think it was Dan that made the point that you could see Majestuoso have a practice in a stand, and it doesn't always work like this. But if you were a little concerned that he would gallop away from the tapes, well, you were, if you already had backed him or you were thinking about backing him, well, you'd have more on, or you would back him, because he stepped beautifully in that warm-up and he began well, and he got keen in the middle stages, but he delivered some performance there, Robbie, on Saturday night.
Oh, he was brilliant. Congratulations to Andy and Kate. They've done a great job with this horse. He's always possessed this you know, X factor of ability, and his probably headstrong manners early days let him down. And they kept him out of the draw for quite a long time from the mobile, just to eventually sort himself out. And he seems to have turned the corner. Obviously, from the stand, he's still a, you know, outside of the draw type trotter. But the other night, as you mentioned on Trot's Vision, we had him practicing his standing start, and there was a part there that Dan jumped in and said, we saw the start of it, but he said you should have seen how fast he got after that start when he was practicing it. And once he found the lead, he always looked the horse to beat, and then he started to over race, and you start to worry again. You think, well, this horse is going to pull himself into the ground, and you've got to remember it was over 2,760 metres. Sometimes you get away with it over the middle distance, but when it's a staying distance, eventually it takes its toll, but it didn't with him. I think he went 156.9, I think it was, his last mile. It was an outstanding performance, and they've got the ready-made horse now, looking forward to the Great Southern Star. He becomes an amazing player now.
Yep. He'd nearly be the best horse in this country regard in the trotting ranks. Would you say that, Dan? Would he go to the number one ranking now?
Well, he's got to beat Always Ready if he's going to do that, because in their recent clashes, Always Ready's had his measure, probably based on barrier draws, but yep. Majestuoso's taken on the older horses. I do think the swing is there. I think it's obvious for everyone to see if Pink Alars can beat the older horses, and now the four-year-olds that are coming through are able to do it. I tend to think that you're Always Ready, Majestuoso, and your Pink Alars, quite possibly your better trotters right across the board from their age group onwards. We see, you know, where's Tornado Valley at? McLovin really hasn't recaptured form. As good as Red Hot Tooth has been, she's closer to the end of her career than the start of her career. So the momentum is most certainly with the four-year-olds, and in Pink Alar's case, the three-year-old.
If we had a category at these awards nights, I know that we have Horse of the Year, but if we had sort of like the, it wouldn't be like the Coach's Award, but even like the most improved horse in the state, Miss Monica would have to go close, wouldn't she, Robbie?
She's outstanding. We saw Belle Catherine take out that Group 1 yep. mares race over in Western Australia on Friday night. She was terrific too. But Miss McGonagall, the way she's performed in 2020 has been a remarkable story. Well done to Stephen Clark. She went through a period there where she was winning everything, then sort of went off the ball there for a few starts, and then she's just hit her form again. And that run in the Queen of Pacific was such an eye-catching performance. And remember, she was first emergency in that race, so she got a start, and she hasn't looked back ever since. And sometimes you see horses come out of the Queen of Pacific, it can flatten the mares, and sometimes they don't actually go on with the job, but she's been the complete opposite. She's just kept getting better and better, and she'll go into the four-year-old Vic Breed heats and finals now in December. And she, I think at the moment, she's the measuring stick. She's got to be favourite.
You love her, don't you, Dan?
Oh, just a bonny mare. And you like to see mares come from a certain level, or any horse for that matter. I mean, calling her in much lesser class races at the start of the season, she was putting her hand up through the COVID regionalised racing period, and she was in the right zone, I think. But it just shows you what confidence is, even in animals. I'm a great believer in that. They get an opportunity to win, they start to think that they're good, and she trails speed so well. We knew her as a good beginner, but she came off the pace, and I've seen her come off the pace before, and she might even be better doing it. She just needs 50 metres to wind up, and I think it's great to see. The horses she beat on Saturday night, the older horses and experienced males like Diamonds and Cash, I'm Another Masterpiece, and Sir Letic. I mean, Sir Letic, who was terrific again, been chasing home Ride High and Lochinvar Art at certain stages throughout the year, so it's no mean feat by Miss McGonagall, and it's great for Stephen Clark as well. He's only got a small team of horses, and they're both, well, Monsieur Delacour is one of the other horses that has won a number of races, and they're in career best form.
I think Western Sonador's a horse. I liked the way that he went about it in that opening race. And geez, I've got a lot of time for Viva La Rock. He's a colt by Rock and Roll Heaven, Robbie, that continues to get better at each and every start. And that was a big effort to defeat Bondi Lockdown, who's another horse that I think you can follow throughout, say, the month of December leading up towards the Vic Breds.
Yeah, look, I think there was probably four horses we should touch on just briefly from Saturday night. I mean, Western Sonador was terrific first up. We also caught up with Rebecca Bartley on Trot's Vision, and we mentioned it on Mile Race. San Carlo's on his way back, so okay. They haven't given up hope with him, so it'll be interesting to see how he comes along. But Western Sonador was terrific. He's a lightly framed horse, but he's certainly got plenty of ability, and he's been an emerging horse. Viva La Rock, he continues to progress. Isabel Walsh and her team are going really well. He looks to be a horse that could put himself, his hand up, going into the Vic Breed series going forward. I was interested to hear Danny's comments yesterday morning on my rate with Jamison Steele. Great story of Jaden Barker, the way he's emerged as a driver. You mentioned Jamison Steele, Danny, potentially a Hunter Cup horse.
Yeah, I do. I think the improvement that he's making since he's been with David Miles and the way he's come up, I do. I think that would be a target that would be worth considering. He's tough but sprints so well off pace. He would be your typical country cup horse. I think he's only ever won 8 races in his career, which is sort of a bit of a surprise. He's run a lot of placings and his form is outstanding, and I reckon he could, the way he goes at the moment, and the progression I can see still in him. He's a 70 to 79 rater, but he'll just progress right through. He might necessarily build up a picket fence, but I think he'll be winning a lot of races between now and February, and you want a horse in form, and I reckon he could be that sort of horse.
He would have to be competitive, say, in a Ballarat Cup, you would imagine, Dan, and they'll need to throw him into the to some of the bigger races pretty quickly.
Yeah, look, the ideal race for him, if indeed it's still on the calendar and the same date, would be SA Cup, I reckon. You know, you'd want that sort of a race, I think, as a lead-up to something even bigger. So if that's still in the same slot, I reckon that'd be the race I'd be eyeing with Jamison Steele, because I do think he'll be most competitive in that sort of class.
And before we wrap it up, lads, geez, I was impressed with Colt 31. He defeated Turn It Up. He sat in the breeze. His sectionals were excellent. Tony from Kilmore's a big fan. We'll get Grant Dixon on tomorrow. He went 151.9. And well done to Kevin and Kay Seymour. This is the first horse they've actually bred that's nearly reached $1 million, and they've poured a lot of money into the game, and they deserve a superstar like Colt 31.
Oh, he's a beast of an animal. He was fantastic, wasn't he, at Albion Park, defeating One Change and Turn It Up. He's so powerful, and he just doesn't know how to lay him down. He was outstanding, Gareth. We also saw Veteran Force at Menangle. She was brilliant too, 148.9. And I think we're going to make a mention of Bulletproof Boy. That was a good one too.
Hopefully you had a dollar each way. We haven't got long, Dan, on Bulletproof Boy.
You're tipping
nearly every week.
Yeah, I know I have. Look, in the end, he made up for it last week. But
okay.
It shows you what confidence does in a clear run. He got that and was able to finish over the top. Colt 31, you mentioned, he's won 48 races now. He's won his last 6 in a row. He's been an amazing horse. And Robbie, just for the record, it was Gareth's best bet, Viva La Rock, on Saturday night. So while he got the tete-a-tete wrong with you, with Perfect Major and Chicago Bull, his best bet did win. So he is in a little bit of form.
It was one of my... I also had the Diamonds and Cash, and I got beat by the mare, Miss McGonagall. So there you go. You're not far away. But hey, boys, you keep up that wonderful work, and we'll catch up with you on Thursday.
Good on you, mate.